Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter. Gone up in blueprint.
That's Stevie Dan. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm going to see Stevie Dan in a couple of, a couple of weeks, I guess. I'll be seeing him in concert, in person. I'm looking forward to that. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. If you check that out and website out, you'll find out a lot about what I'm my ideas on the age of the customer, and why you need to know about them, and then how to buy the book, how to find out all about all that is right there at ageofthecustomer.com. Elise Benin is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the marketing mentor, marketing-mentor.com is her website, and you can find all the things she does there, including all of her books. Elise, thanks again for being with us. We're talking about four things that you identify as a potential bad customer. If there's chaos, if there's no budget, if there's cluelessness, and if there's no respect. What do you mean by chaos? What's that look like?
Well, chaos is actually the one that I think is happening more and more lately. So it's last-minute requests with unreasonable deadlines.
Right.
It's a client who is not prepared to give you the information for the project. The clients I work with work on a lot of projects, design and writing projects, and, you know, there's no brief, there's no preparation. You get mixed messages from different people involved in one project because there's not one single contact that everything is going through. These clients are missing calls and meetings, which is obviously very disruptive because they're being pulled in many different directions. And the thing is that they know things are chaotic, and often, you know, sometimes it's because they have not personally developed the organizational skills required to do business at the pace that we do business at right now.
Or they just don't have any discipline.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any discipline. They don't have any management skills. You know, I'm looking at this list here, and I'm just remembering people who, when I had my consulting company, who would show up, wanted me to work for them, and they would say something like this: I need this huge project. I need it done tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to pay you. I'm not sure how we're going to do it, you big dummy. So that was all four of those things in one person, in one sentence. I've actually met people like that.
Yeah, no, they're definitely out there, because I think that these red flags kind of build on each other in a way, and they definitely go together.
Well, I have turned people down for every one of these. The chaos, that one, as I said, looks like when they show up on Monday and they say, I need you to help me do a business plan. I want to acquire this business, and I need a business plan. And I say, okay. And I start talking about things. And they say, oh, no, that's going to take too long. And I say, what do you mean? They say, well, we're going to buy the business on Friday.
Right.
And I'd say, well, if you do that, it won't be with me. And so they go away. Mm-hmm. Or they show up, or they call me over, and they say, Jim, I need you to help me do this. And when we get it done, if everything goes well, you'll get a piece of the action.
Right.
And that's the same thing as no budget. So that's how that sounds. I turn that one down. And then the cluelessness, tell me what you mean more by that.
So, I mean, these are people who don't have enough experience to distinguish between mediocre work and good work, for example. And so they're not very discriminating. They don't know what they're asking for. Their communication skills are usually not very good. Maybe because they're young, they only text. They won't talk on the phone. You know, that there are people out there who just, you know, the worst combination is the ignorance and the arrogance, and so they won't ask for help, or they won't let you educate them.
And usually the clue... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think the key with the clueless people also is in not a patronizing way, but just to help them understand what you need them to understand.
Well, let me tell you what I found about people who are clueless, and I didn't always find this to be young people. I found it to be old people, older people too. Is not in then their cluelessness indicated to me that they didn't really understand how much help they needed and how big a deal it was going to be for me to pull it off for them, and therefore they didn't want to pay my fees.
Exactly.
So this is the opposite of not having a budget. These people had the money, they just didn't want to turn loose of it. And because mm-hmm. they couldn't appreciate how much trouble they were in, if you see what I mean, and how somebody like me or you were actually going to save their bacon, they still wouldn't pay it. They wouldn't pay the bill.
And I do see that in some of the cluelessness, but at the same time, that is also the responsibility of the person who's trying to sell the services or the products
right.
to demonstrate the complexity of it, and this is why it costs as much as it does.
Yeah. And the no respect thing, I've got about 30 seconds. Tell us about that again.
Oh, well, I mean, no respect to me is, you know, people who basically don't value what you bring to the table. They're pushing mm-hmm. you to see how far you'll go. It's bordering on abusive. They're beating you down on price. And
or they're trying to get something from you for nothing just by picking your brain from time to time and not actually engaging you.
Exactly. Yeah, and also they're unresponsive.
Yeah. They don't want to, they don't answer their emails. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Hey, Elise, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you. Will do.
Elise Benin, marketing-mentor.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.